Today on 5-Minute Mondays, you'll learn how your podcast is being consumed worldwide. Welcome to 5-Minute Mondays, where we bring you the best tips and strategies for building your podcast in 5 minutes or less. So if you're new here, consider subscribing. A couple of weeks ago, we rolled out the new Buzzsprout Advanced Podcast Statistics, and it really is everything that you need to track your show and see how your podcast is growing. And so the last couple episodes, we've been diving into particular pieces of those statistics and just doing an overview of them. And so this week we're going to wrap that up and we're going to look at listener locations. So if you go to your stats in your Buzzsprout dashboard and you go to the listener locations tab, then you'll be greeted by this very colorful world map. Unfortunately, Antarctica is not listed here. So if you listen to podcasts in Antarctica and you're listening to this, very sorry you're not showing up on the map, but for everybody else, you show up on this map. And the reason that listener location is important is because, number one, it'll help you to see kind of where in the world your podcast is popular. Oftentimes, it's not the countries that you would expect. So I know for Buzzcast, for instance, our number 5 most popular country is the Netherlands, which there's nothing that would suggest that that is true based on the content itself. We don't speak Dutch on the podcast. But that is an interesting little tidbit of information, right? And so you can see kind of where your listeners are clustered. The cities, top cities, gives you a really good idea of where people are listening from. So for instance, for Buzzcast, Jacksonville, Florida, Los Angeles, California, Chicago, Illinois, and Atlanta, Georgia are the top 4 cities. And so, okay, that makes sense, like major metropolitan areas. But then we have Islington, England. Shout out to all the Brits across the pond. You guys are well represented here. So this location information helps you to figure out, okay, if I'm going to do meetups with my listeners, where should I do those? If I want to do live events and I'm trying to see what venues to rent out, like that's where I should go. But if you're not to that point where you're doing live events, it's also helpful for marketing purposes. If you're marketing your show for sponsors, or if you're really trying to encourage your audience to say, look how amazing this thing is that we're growing together, you can see how many countries your podcast is in. So if you scroll up towards the top of the listener locations and click all episodes, then when that loads, it'll show you every single country that your podcast has ever been listened to. So for Buzzcast, we've found listeners in 120 total countries, which is a lot. That's a lot of countries. And so it's really cool to be able to say, you know, Buzzcast has been heard in 120 countries. And so if that's something that you want to really promote as a part of your podcast to help with your marketing, then listener locations is really helpful. But the other thing that you can do with this information, especially if you have a podcast that is geographically pertinent, meaning that you're not just covering broad subjects, but things that are specific to different countries, different cities, different locations, then you want to take this information and create podcasts around it. So let's say that you have a podcast that covers food. Maybe it's restaurants that people need to go and try out when they're traveling abroad. These cities tell you which restaurants to choose. So we need to choose restaurants from Jacksonville, Chicago, and LA. That's where we need to focus, because our listeners are going to hear that and be like, oh yeah, I live right down the street from there. I'm going to go and check that out. And when they try those restaurants and they're like, wow, these restaurants were really great, I'll tell my friends that I discovered it on this podcast. That's how you can start to use this information to your benefit to help you grow your audience. Does that make sense? So listener locations are cool just to see how your podcast is being consumed worldwide. They can give you some insight into where your listeners are clustered. And then if you have a podcast that really leans into geographically important and intentional information, then you want to use this information to make your podcast serve your listeners even better. Now, if you want to do a deeper dive in the advanced podcast statistics, we have a full-blown tutorial on our YouTube channel, and I'll make sure to leave a link in the show notes for that. But that is it for today. So hit the subscribe button if you're watching this on YouTube, or you can subscribe to the 5-Minute Mondays podcast in your favorite app to squeeze even more podcast-related content into your life. And if there's something you want me to cover on a future episode of the podcast, you need to click the link in the show notes for this episode, fill out a simple form, and your question will be added to the queue. Thanks for listening, and as always, keep podcasting.